Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big
money at Menards. According to my Aura ring, I need to stand up and stretch my legs for a bit.
And
the truth of the matter is that I started exercising. Raven will tell you that I've been writing about it. I've been trying to stretch and do 15 minutes, and then I stopped again.
Oh, come on. You didn't confess that part to me. You told me this was going to be part of your everyday routine.
Unfortunately, my Aura ring knows that and tells me every single hour. Joining us is Dr. Diana Hill. She is a clinical psychologist. She's the author of many books, including the ones I know I should exercise, but... Dr. Hill, I know I'm in my 40s now that I have to do this stuff. Why don't I just exercise?
Well, first I want to say you are like most Americans. Most Americans know they should exercise, but their doctor tells them they should exercise. Their friends and family tell them to exercise. But Right. Then why are only a quarter of us actually meeting the exercise guidelines?
Doctor, my wife is telling me several times a day, right? This is not unique to you, and it's all of us.
Exactly. And part of it is our own human minds. We don't think about the psychological barriers to exercise, one of which is our own mind telling us we don't have enough time, yet we scroll on our phones for over 15 minutes while we're waiting to go to the gym, and then we end up not going to the gym.
Right.
Another reason why is that it's just uncomfortable. We don't want to. And then usually about 15, 20 minutes in is when it starts to feel good and we get those beneficial neurohormones and all the things that go on in our body and make us want to keep exercising.
Okay. And so you're saying that my excuse that the treadmill is in the garage is not good enough, or that the dogs look at me funny when I do push-ups in the living room. None of those things qualify.
Or I'm just tired.
Sure. Well, who wants to go exercise in the garage? And actually, one of our barriers is that we think that exercise only happens on a treadmill. We neglect all the other ways in which we could be moving our bodies in our life. For example, I travel a lot for work, and I am that person who picks up my luggage and walks up the stairs with that heavy 20-pound or sometimes 40-pound bag, because that is the exact move that I do when I go to my exercise class and I hold a 40-pound weight and I walk back and forth across the room.
Myself and producer Sophia left the building yesterday at the same time. And you know how long our elevator takes right now, Anna?
Yes.
She gave up on it and went to the stairs. Keep in mind, doctor, this is going down two flights of stairs.
You didn't go down the stairs?
I didn't follow her.
That's
I waited for that elevator.
You might have never went
home.
She
probably got there faster.
Dr. Hill, so we try to incorporate it more into our everyday, taking the long way, parking the further spot. But is there anything we can do to actually motivate ourselves to move our bodies?
Right. How do I fix my brain?
So one of the biggest things that we need to do is figure out our internal reason why we want to move. And it has to be better than it's good for you. Everybody's reason to move is different. Everything from somebody who wants to be able to get on the floor and play with their grandkids. For somebody else, it may be they want to move more because when they go to work, they are more focused. Maybe you want to exercise more because you want to be more focused in the workplace. Or maybe for you, going down those stairs gives you a chance to move your body, have a little bit of space before when you leave work to when you walk in the door and you come in a better mood, you're a little bit less snappy with your family, and you really care about being a kind father, partner, friend, dog owner. And when you move your body after work, you are a little bit kinder. So once you figure out your own personal reasons to move, then you can pull those up in those moments when you don't want to get up and do it and remember, oh yeah, I'm doing this morning because of X, Y, and Z. Sometimes I even have people put it on a little post-it note and put that post-it note in the places where they tend to have that choice point where either you could move your body or you could do the easier thing, which would just go lie on the couch and scroll for a few minutes.
All right. Well, it's good tips. Now I actually have to do it and put it into action. And luckily I have my Aura ring to tell me how lazy I am every single day.
You know, Doc, right now Anna is surrounded by post-it notes that remind her about things that she has to do at work. So
Yep. It's
just something else that you have to write. You have to put another one up there.
Dr. Diana Hill, you can get her book, I Know I Should Exercise, But, and check out all her other books at drdianahill.com. Thank you so much.